day is it?
What am I gonna do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
You betcha. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I don't care where you live or what you've got on your mind. 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. So today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. I love saying that, in stock. So Michelle Fiore, now throwing her hat into the ring, the race for governor. Who would you likely vote for in the Republican primary? Michelle Fiore, Joey Gilbert, Tom Heck, Dean Heller, John Lee, Joe Lombardo, Guy Nora, Fred Simon. And I believe there's like two other people that I have no idea what their names even are, from Las Vegas. But you know what? Filing hasn't even hit. And it won't hit until March of next year. So, there you have it. I'm sure we'll be seeing some more candidates. Yesterday's poll question, do you think, or who do you think is to blame for the rising costs and shortages? Nobody thinks truckers. Nobody thinks retail outlets. 84% of those participating say the Biden administration. That's what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, I want to give you the heads up, because this is something that I really need your help with. We need to show support for a man who has done nothing but support us here in Northern Nevada, especially when it comes to our school board. Okay? Washoe County School District is going to have a special meeting to censure Jeff Church on October 25th at 4 p.m. Now, there are elected representatives out there who refuse to speak on his behalf, which is pretty sad because, well, you know, she's a representative. She's his representative. That's just what happens when, you know, people are wrapped up in themselves. So please get it on your calendar. School board special meeting, October 25th, 4 p.m. I hope I see you there. Right now, I'm hoping I see you tomorrow night at a very special event featuring Scott Pressler. Just an amazing man. Joining us right now is Cindy Martinez. Cindy, thank you for being on the program today.
Good morning again, Monica. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous because I get to talk about Scott. I'm friends with him on Twitter, and you know, I follow him, and I've followed him actually for years and the things that he's been doing, because it impressed me that somebody stopped bitching about what was going on, especially with, you know, the dirty streets in San Francisco and Baltimore, Maryland. And he just put volunteers together and went out and showed people how easy it was to clean up their own communities.
Absolutely. He certainly is a man of action. He doesn't talk about what he's going to do, and he is going to go out and do. And we're very, very fortunate and honored that he accepted the invitation of Republican Women of Reno to be our featured speaker and our speakers forum this month. So we're very much looking forward to sitting down with him, talking about strategy, about engaging with conservative voters, voter registration, training people to run for office. It's going to be a very exciting couple of days here.
So before we get into talking about Scott himself, how can people get involved with either the VIP dinner sitting down with him tomorrow at Paisan's or the speech that he'll be giving afterwards?
Well, if you go to RepublicanWomenOfReno.org, or actually the link that's on our flyer is RepublicanWomenOfReno, spelled out altogether, dot wild apricot.org/events. But if you look for Republican Women of Reno.org, navigate on the events tab down to the announcement and posting for Scott Pressler, and it will navigate you to registration. And according to our leader here, we have less than 10 tickets available for VIP, which are $50, and it's $25 at the door. So you can register online, but once those VIP tickets go for $50, they'll be gone.
That's it. And
yeah,
he's well worth it. He's well worth sitting and listening, because that's a big thing for people, is the whole, I don't know where to start.
Exactly. And, you know, he's been sending me lists of people who have, he's established a list for volunteers in each of the cities that he is going to. And he is soliciting volunteers, and he's picked a lead, or asked a lead in each one of the states that he's visiting to collect those names. So he's been sending me names of volunteers, and I have forwarded to our communications brigade leader, and she's making contact with those folks. So the advantage of this is that the people that are engaging with his website know who he is and know what he's about. And then by getting connected to us, we can get them directed into our various brigades of action. You're right. People want to know, what do I do? How do I get involved?
Well, and that's what's so impressive about Scott, is he was really engaging with the younger generation first. He really wasn't engaging as a Republican with the Republican Party and things like that. He was just a young man of action.
Yes. And the thing that was really nice, it wasn't the stereotype of the grand old party, right? Because obviously the tent has been broadened. But he's a young man, he's conservative, and he is engaging with all generations. And I think what's really attractive to people, regardless of what your affiliation or your age is if you're out doing, setting an example for getting into action, or if you're just talking. Excuse me. And when somebody is out demonstrating by action and deed and leading and providing an example and opportunities to get involved, I think it's very, very inspiring to people.
What, on a personal note, what drew you to Scott and following him on Twitter and, you know, just engaging with him?
Well, I love that he was campaigning for President Trump. I mean, that goes right to the heart of my conservatism, you know, make America great again, America first.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I followed him around the country and I saw what he was doing and I saw how he was actually getting out, he wasn't talking about, hey, you guys, this is what you need to do. He was going out and engaging with voters, getting them registered, campaigning for for President Trump and for other conservative offices. But I think what I find really appealing about this young man is that no matter what the vitriol at the political level is going on, he always takes the high road. For example, when Representative Liz Cheney turned on the conservatives and whatever one believes about January 6th, I'm going to leave that to the side. But he could have been very pointed and been very nasty and cruel and cutting and telling her that she needed to go. But he didn't do that. He went into her backyard, campaigned with people that wanted to move Ms. Cheney down the road, and very kindly said, you know, it's time for you to go, and we're going to promote other candidates to make sure you're no longer in office. And the way he does it is in such a kind, classy way that I think it sets the example on how you can be effective without being cruel and nasty.
And that's impressive. Because we've seen that from the left so much that sometimes that takes over into the Republican Party as well. That it's like, well, if they're going to be mean and nasty, then we have to be mean and nasty.
Yeah, it does. And I think that there is a time and a place to punch back when you get punched. But it doesn't really, I think that there's an effective way to fight back. I think for far too long, conservatives and Republicans have been apologetic for who they are and what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And President Trump, in my estimation, demonstrated a way to stand up and fight back and push back and say, no, I'm a proud American. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I believe in the founding of our country. And Scott, I think he's a millennial. He's 30 something. He just demonstrates by deed and action and word, just the way he lives his life, on what it's like to be a proud American and to take action and be effective in turning back the tide of this, well, this communist takeover.
Yeah, because if you just saw him on the streets, you would think, oh, there's one of those liberal Democrats. And it's like, you can't judge a book by its cover. That's
Isn't
so
that
the way.
The truth? Yeah. Because he's a young man, tall, thin young man with long hair. And and you definitely cannot judge a book by its cover anymore. Not these days.
All right. We are going to have a great time tomorrow night with Scott. So please get on the website, get your reservations, or just $25 at the door. It's going to be held at Paisan's on Longley Lane. Oh, great food. So you want to get those last 10 VIP tickets because then you can have dinner too. So where
Absolutely.
Is the site again that they need to go on to?
It's RepublicanWomenOfReno.org. Navigate the events tab at the top of the page, and it will take you to the registration page. He's got a great sense of humor. I've watched a number of his videos on his presentations, and he is just, we are looking forward to a night of fun, information, engagement, and inspiration.
VIP dinner starts at 5 o'clock, goes from 5 to 6, and then after 6 is when the public is opened for that $25 fee at the door, and we're going to have a wonderful evening. Cindy Martinez,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for getting engaged with Scott and actually bringing him here to Northern Nevada.
You're welcome. It was an honor.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Helping you get involved.
This is not headline news. Disney has delayed the release of Indiana Jones 5 for another year. At this rate, by the time it comes out, Harrison Ford will be older than whatever artifact he's chasing after. The star of Squid Game now has 15 million Instagram followers. But remember, a guy on TikTok who eats bananas has 50 million. Marvel delayed the release of its entire slate of movies, so fans of mysterious masked men on city streets will have to make do with Kanye. Excuse me, yay. Still getting used to that one. And today is National Chicken and Waffles Day. But now, since everything's a controversy, I'm sure next year, out of sensitivity to chickens, it will only be National Waffle Day. Enjoy it while you got it. This is not headline news.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Thank you so much for being here today. And what a cloudy day it is. But you know what? The sun shines in our heart. It's a day of what we make of it. I know there's a lot of BS going on around us. We're getting pounded from everywhere. The Biden administration, the Cicilline-Sisolak administration, the local governments, the healthcare industry, the food industry, shipping and everything. But you know what? It's what you make of it. So put a smile on your face and know that we shall overcome all of it. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gene this morning. Always a great conversation. Gene, thanks for calling into 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What do you have on your mind this morning? Gene, I got to get you through the system here. Hang on just a second. Might be a phone issue here. Must be a full moon because we're getting gremlins in our system again. Okay, well, I can't get Gene on right now, so might have to have Gene call back and reboot the system. That's always the fun part, you know? Just because it's computerized and electronics doesn't mean that it's always working. That's why I still, and I don't know about you, but for me personally, I still write everything down. Somebody gives me a phone number. Somebody gives me an email address, my passwords. I write it down because inevitably, if I put it into something, if I put it into my computer, my phone, I'm going to lose it. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it stands. So hopefully we can do this again now. So we've got Gene on the line. Gene, thank you so much for calling into the program today. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Monica. Yeah, we were touching upon hypocrites and energy policy this morning. But, I was hearing an ad this morning. One of the ads reprised a little verse from B.J. Thomas's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd offer a little moment of levity because I reworked those lyrics instantly. So may I go ahead with a little reprisal?
I would love to hear a little song this morning.
No, here we go, audience. Inflation keeps falling on my head. And now it seems my monthly budget's turning red. Spending's not for me. I'll never rid myself of Biden by complaining. But I'm still free. Inflation's worrying me. Anyway.
I love it, Gene. That was perfect. That was perfect.
it's a little hobby I have, reworking lyrics of songs. But anyway, on hypocrites and energy, I think you hit the nail on the head with liberals. They are world-class carbon emitters. I mean, I don't know what the demographic of the Burning Man contingency is. You know, if that's a liberal kind of crowd that shows up here vagabonding into northern Nevada every year. But I've never seen a more carbon-intensive thing in my life than what I call burning carbon. You know,
well, it's been kind of split. It started off with the true down-to-earth artists. But even at that, once the group is gone, there's nothing but garbage left behind. They even leave the art cars and their art pieces. They even just leave them out in the desert as trash.
Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever taken a look at the vehicle fleets of government agencies? And how they operate. You know, you'll always see those exempt license plates with indicated government vehicle. But when they're driving off somewhere on an errand of some kind, they're always in the biggest gas-sucking SUV or truck that's out there running an errand. They never carpool. They never dovetail their efforts into one vehicle where you'll see four people in their vehicle. There's only one vehicle. So it seems to me like people want to be in government so they can be exempt from their own policies, with that respect. And there was one more thing I wanted to bring up, because the Biden administration is the conduit for all the inflation. But in this reconciliation bill, apart from massive natural gas taxes and all kinds of commodity taxes to alter our behavior, whether it be tobacco taxes, rubber for tires, natural gas, you name it. It's rife with commodity taxes to start to alter our behavior in every way imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
But more to the point, the reconciliation bill is rife with language and surreptitious directives to start to sabotage the distribution of affordable energy for Americans, whether it be closing pipelines, hindering pipelines, rewriting rules that you can't extract resources. I mean, look at the lithium thing here in the northern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla moves over here to build batteries for their utopian electric cars, and you have people run in and start filing lawsuits for the extraction of the key commodity to build electric cars. So I'm just reprising this morning what you hit on is the hypocrisy of liberals, the fact that they are some of the biggest carbon emitters out there, and I think you hit the nail on the head too.
Well, and the elites like John Kerry, and they've already said, we have to have our private jets. You know, they're not going to give those up as they fly all over the world to get together in their little gangs to figure out how to suppress us even more. So, Gene, thank you so much for the lighthearted moment there. I love the song, and I don't know. Hopefully, we might have to pull that off of the podcast and put that on a loop.
And I'd say something in closing to say that it doesn't matter whether the middle class can stay the pace with this inflation. I really don't think that they care. They are going to bludgeon the American populace into doing things the way they want you to.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with In-N-Out Burger this morning. So thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate that. And I love that you mentioned In-N-Out Burger, just in case anybody missed that. They're taking a stand. In-N-Out Burger tells San Francisco, we refuse to become the vaccination police after city closes the restaurant. So good for them. I would encourage everybody to go out and support them and have an In-N-Out Burger today or sometime this week. Hey, stick around. We've got more coming back, including how, once again, it's not about you. It's about protecting themselves. I'll tell you what the Biden administration is doing for, well, bureaucrats who may be injured by the vaccination, by the clot shot, or as some have even called it, the suicide shot. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
My goodness, so many things going on, but I do want to ask you to take the time today, if you can, to head on over to our poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. So, Michelle Fiore, I didn't see that one coming. I mean, in my pipeline, I have a few names of people who are still considering throwing their names in, but I didn't expect Michelle Fiore. Since she has now entered the race for governor, I know we've done this poll before, but every time I get a new name, I'm going to put it out there again. Just like to know what you're thinking. Who would you vote for the Republican governor primary? Michelle Fiore, Joey Gilbert, Tom Heck, Dean Heller, John Lee, Joe Lombardo, Guy Nora, or Dr. Fred Simon? I know that's a lot of names. That's a lot of names. That's actually, I think there's two more from down in Vegas that I haven't gotten on there. So that's just for the primary. There's also the option of none of the above. Because, you know, we have Democrats that listen. So what can I say? Yesterday's poll question, do you think that or who do you think is to blame for the rising costs of shortages? 84% think it's the Biden administration. It's the Biden administration. It's the Green New Deal. It's the emission standards that California has in place because, well, basically Biden administration, Newsom. I mean, they're all in it together. It's to make us suffer and get used to it. And actually, that is what they are saying. They are saying, get used to it. Because even if the dock workers worked 24/7 to get everything out there, you know, still wouldn't be enough. They want you to be used to supply problems, not getting what you want. It's just a show of what's to come. And as we ended the last segment, I know people were ears perked up when I said this, but this is coming out from the New American, and it was a bulletin that was sent to federal employees. Okay? Excellent, excellent researcher and news person, Cheryl Atkinson. You can find out more at CherylAtkinson.com. Injured employees will receive compensation under the Federal Employees Compensation Act. Deleterious effects of medical services furnished by the employing establishment are generally considered to fall within the performance of duty. These services include punitive programs relating to health. So, what does that mean for you? Just kind of boiling it down. If a federal employee is harmed by the clot shot, they will be compensated basically by you. So what happens if you're injured? Well, they say, you'll have to look into workman's comp. Yeah. Vaccine manufacturers, of course, face no liability claims for injuries or deaths. We need to change that. Other countries have. It can be done. It's a great article that was put out by the New American today. Biden to compensate bureaucrats with China virus vaccine injuries. I'll make sure I upload that to my webpage so you can check it out for yourself. 884-9910, talk and text. Let's head on over and check to Linda this morning. Thank you, Linda, for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. I heard that your email from that lady in Fallon, and I'm hoping she's still listening. We've got a commissioner's meeting at 1:15 this afternoon. We're going back in there and hitting them again about making us the constitutional county and kicking OSHA the heck out of here.
Nice.
We don't want them here. And nice. So if she's available and she hears this, I'm hoping she'll show up. 1:15 at 155 North Taylor Street, the commissioner's chambers.
Okay, then I would also suggest that you get with, you know what, I will text it to you, but there's a gentleman who is fighting on behalf of Nevadans against OSHA. He used to work for OSHA, and so he knows all the rules and regulations and ins and outs, and so, you know, he could be of great benefit to you as well.
Okay. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
I know that's what Battleborn Patriots taking Nevada back. We're trying to get every single county commissioner to list us as constitutional counties. We're attacking them all.
Yeah, well, and we know Washoe's not going to have anything to do with it, and neither is Clark. So, you know, to all the rurals out there, please stand up for yourselves. It's a constitutional country. Come on. Linda, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you calling in on that meeting today. Again, if you are out in Fallon. So let's head on over to the other line and check in with Kurt this morning. Wants to talk about the supply chain. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, good morning, Monica. Hey, I'm still picking some of the dust and dirt out of my mouth from your event.
I think Cindy Martinez was too. She was getting kind of choked up when I was talking to her earlier today. I think we all are.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, why I called in is because I read an article this morning and I thought it was just amazing that Southern California can't communicate to Northern California because the Port of Oakland put out a press release stating that we're open for business. We can take these extra ships. So all they need to do, divert them to the north. Supply chain issue can be resolved quickly.
Well, yes and no, because even though the Port of Oakland is opened, those same trucks can't go in. It really is looking at the rules and regulations that they've put in place for emissions. You know, the trucks can only be so old. They can't be owner operated. They have to be with certain groups. So it's still going to take a long time for that backup to be fixed. But you are right. You know, why are they holding them all down in San Diego? Again, another question of just how these people, Kurt, you know, and I hate to be this way. I don't think it's that they're not talking to each other. I think it's that they are talking to each other.
Well, you know, maybe they are. I can give you an example of what you were relating to about the environmental regulations. Company that I work for, UPS, has converted a lot of their tractor trailers that we send over the hill to natural gas to comply with that. Now, it's also an advantage to them, obviously, because natural gas is so much less expensive than what diesel is, but you know, you get into the carbon credits and all that, which I'm not versed on, but I'm sure there's some benefit to the company beyond just the savings on the fuel cost aspect.
Well, and it's these, it's people putting these carbon credits and these, you know, overinflations on these products. Because remember, Kurt, back years and years and years ago when diesel came about, it was always way cheaper than regular gas. So what happened between now and then that they've raised all the price of diesel to where diesel is in some places even more expensive?
Well, you also have all the different blends that are in California. If they could come up with a single or two blends instead of having to have the refiners produce multiple different blends, then you could also cut into the cost aspect of it and get it reduced further.
Well, and if we could just keep our politicians from constantly, well, it's just a half a cent tax increase, or it's just a 1 cent tax increase. We've got to fund this and we've got to fund that because, you know, the taxes on our gas are overinflated as well.
I got my tickets. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. You have a great day. Thanks for coming out to the Reclaim Nevada Festival as well. I am working on getting those photos up for people to see what a blast it was. And not just a sand blast from the wind, but just what a blast it was hearing everybody. So, and I thank everybody for the kind remarks about it. We will do it again. We're looking at mid-May. We want to keep it away from the Memorial Day holiday, and we want to do it before, well before early voting starts. So we'll bring you that when it when we get it all set up to so you can get it on your calendars.
If you've been looking for a fun and easy way to skip out on work, then do what I did. Adopt a bunch of dogs and get pawternity leave. I've been off for months using these dogs as a legal loophole. I just adopt a new one every 2 weeks.
Hey, get off the couch.
And my employer can't fire me. If they try, I can sue, so it's a win-win.
Hey, who did this? Who did the doo-doo on the rug? Was it him? Well, they're saying it was you.
So visit my socials to find out how you can get paternity leave today.
Who spilled the water bowl?
Wait, that is not water.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here as we wrap up the program today. Yes, let me just throw this out to you, okay? You can text or call Cody Lamb, CODYLAMB, Cody Lamb. His business is very easy to remember. Okay. And it's for those who need help with those OSHA folks. Literally, it's called OSHA Advice LLC. Now, Cody is who actually Joey Gilbert works with. So whether you're looking at getting a fine, getting it out of a fine, or they're knocking on your door because they want to come in and check things out, remember, you don't have to open that door. OSHA Advice LLC, Cody Lamb, 230-3514, 230-3514. Just call him or text him. It's that easy. He used to work for OSHA, so he knows what they are and are not allowed to do. Just because Sisolak, just because Biden six OSHA on you doesn't mean that it's right. Doesn't mean that it's lawful. We have to protect our small businesses. Big corporations, they're just falling into line. And look what happens. Why do you think Southwest Airlines, changing their tunes now. Delta Airlines kicked it off, said, we're not mandating anything. Because the consumers fought back. You see those revenues drop. Whether the promise of COVID funds or not, COVID relief funds to bail these companies out, it's not going to be enough to cover the loss of the future revenue. Because I will never fly Southwest again. I don't care if they've changed their policy or not. They still fell into line. This, don't look at it as a deterrent. Look at it as an opportunity. An opportunity for what we do best. We take control. We start our own businesses. We do our own thing and get our businesses back from the buy-up of the corporations. They went through and put all these mom-and-pop shops out of business for a reason. People starting up cell phone companies. Oh, we better buy them out. Bill Gates started it seems like, years ago. We'll just buy this company out. We'll buy this company out. We'll buy this one out. So they can have ultimate control. It's the same thing with the food companies. Look at the big corporations. Look at the companies that they own under their umbrellas. You know, you think that, oh, well, this is a private little manufactured chip, you know, a mom started it and it's healthy. And yeah, look at the corporate umbrella that person sold out to. We've got to start our businesses again and hang on to them. Keep local business local. Keep small business small. Branch out a little bit. But when you start to become a franchisee, you want to get into these big corporations, they're the ones that are still calling the shots. And that's not good. That's not good for Nevada. It's not good for the country. Everybody wants to be global. They want to get their piece of the pie. Well, guess what? That piece of the pie is tainted by what's called the New World Order, globalism, global economy, global money, global justice, global law enforcement, global health. It's not good. It's what will bring America down if we don't stop it now. And if we don't get rid of the Democrats and the rhinos, the ones who want to see this big takeover. Because it's called infiltration. They are everywhere. In the schools, city councils, the media outlets. The truth is out there. We just have to work together to unveil it, to get more people to see the big picture of what's coming. Don't just think about your kids. Think about their kids and beyond. So they know what freedom really means. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. 10 to noon every weekday. I'll catch you tomorrow.